This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. We're telling you about the news of the day, and it's definitely big news in the libertarian world, and also it's making headlines all over the place.
Yes.
Because Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed has been a very controversial character in mainstream media. He's the guy behind Defense Distributed, which is a company that manufactures the Ghost Gunner, and that we didn't really talk about this in the last hour, but that allows you to easily essentially create via 3D printing technology and, you know, and metal parts and all that, to essentially create a gun from scratch, from metal, essentially.
And by the way, he's been banned from distributing this, like, on a website?
He was, but then they won that court case, and now other court cases are being brought against him by state governments, I think.
He's been distributing it via email and via...
Hold on. So part of the agreement, and this is something that I've been following fairly closely, there were some lawsuits by some state attorneys general saying that by allowing him to freely distribute this online, it would be violating some... I forget exactly what the federal law is about.
Interstate commerce thing?
Not interstate commerce. No. Had something to do with foreign nationals that could pose a threat to the U.S. getting access to something. So what he's doing is he has on the Defense Distributed website where you have to check a box saying, I am in the United States.
Right.
And then you pay what you want to get the files.
Which could be as much as zero.
So it's a donation. It's a donation. And
it's
you
basically
also,
a donation.
And you also have to prove via this checkbox that you are a U.S.
That's
or you're
not
you're in,
proving.
You're in the
you're
US.
Affirming that you are in the United States.
And is that good enough in court?
Oh.
It's not gone to court yet. So... Hmm.
Well, apparently
we'll
he's being sued by multiple state governments, I think, now, attorneys general, if I recall correctly.
Well, that was the federal suit, and...
No, there was the federal suit that he won, and then another suit came down his throat recently after the... because after the federal thing failed to continue to enjoin him from distribution of these
so files. I know that there was that agreement on a suit that had been going for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, where they said, yeah, you can go ahead and post this online.
Right.
Then there was the suit again in federal court by like 18
state
attorneys general.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it
was
still going.
A suit in a federal court.
Correct.
That was more recent than the other thing, but it's not suits against him in state courts.
So we're talking about the allegations against him right now, as he is currently apparently not inside the United States. He's allegedly in Taiwan. According to the story at Vice, he could be facing up to 20 years in prison on these felony charges involving alleged sex with a teenager, a young lady that he met on a website called SugarDaddyMeat.com. And according to Vice, where they actually posted the full 5-page affidavit, essentially he is alleged to have met this young lady after exchanging texts and photographs with her over the website.
About a month ago as well, according to
Wired.
It shows that they met up on August 15th.
Yep, and then somehow she ended up in front of a counselor. And this is what you were trying to figure out, Conan, was how did she end up in front of a counselor in this case? Is she being counseled regularly?
Yep.
Did she just tell this counselor that she was on this Sugar Daddy website? Has she been on the Sugar Daddy website before? Was Cody Wilson her first victimizer, or was she also, you know, turning tricks with other guys before this?
But none of those things are going to be relevant to the Cody Wilson case.
That's correct. Yeah, I brought this up in a discussion we were having off the air with Melanie, who's our Monday night co-host, and she went to law school.
Right.
And I said, you know, if I were the defense, I'd want to know what this girl's history was on the Sugar Daddy Meat website. Was this meeting number 10, or was this her first time doing this? You know, I get the feeling she's done this before.
Yep. And Daryl, why wouldn't that stand up in court if she's done this with 10 other dudes already?
Scope,
it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter if 10,000 guys have given her money. Cody Wilson is being charged with having given her money in exchange for sexual services, so it doesn't matter how many other people.
Well, he's actually not being charged with prostitution. He's being just straight up charged with sexual assault.
The claim is he gave her money and they had sex. Yes.
And by the way, why didn't they also throw that in there is to see what sticks? Why wouldn't they also throw prostitution
in there? It may be coming. I mean, but good question. Why didn't they throw it in? I don't know.
Well, the other thing, is this a state or a federal charge?
Unless they threw prostitution in there, they might lose their witness because they're trying to protect her.
Could be.
They throw prostitution in there, she might also be...
Right. Look, honey, if you testify against this guy, we won't charge you with manufacturing child pornography because she took naked pictures of herself.
Yeah.
Right. And which is a ridiculous charge, but they charge teenagers with this charge.
There was the guy in Virginia that was charged as an adult for possession of child pornography
because teenager,
he took a picture of himself.
Yeah. So just crazy stuff goes on out there. By the way, in our Twitch chat room, we've got a couple people speaking up on this issue. One, Polly Voluntaria says, when I was 17, I dated a 30-year-old. I consented, but if someone didn't like it, my boyfriend at the time could have been charged with statutory rape, even if I didn't want the charges brought. Thankfully, she says, we hid our relationship well. And then another commenter, J.H. Thompson, says, I also dated somebody older who was 24 when I was 16 secretly, totally consensual. He or she says. So,
and by the way, I was in the same boat in Florida where I dated an older woman, and it could have been if someone decided to throw the book at her.
How does it feel to be victimized?
I know, right?
Conan?
Nice. South Park reference.
Now, one thing that I find interesting, and I've got a Wired article pulled up, and they don't mention anything about a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was confused about, why are you talking about a counselor?
Counselor called the police.
But one thing that's interesting here, the officer, Commander Troy officer, says that the detectives who met with the young woman said that it was unlikely that anyone would mistake her for an adult. Officer says, in their opinion, meaning the detectives, if someone mistook her age, it would be for someone younger, not older than 16.
Mm.
So they're basically trying to make it sound as though Cody Wilson was thinking he was meeting someone even younger than 18.
Well, they want to try to make him sound like he's some kind of a bad guy, and I'm sorry, I just don't buy it.
Worse than bad. Like I said, this is the taboo that you just don't do, and you're immediately guilty.
Right,
the public has found this man guilty already.
Let's point out that if Cody Wilson were 20 years old,
it would still be a felony.
It would still be a felony.
Yep.
There are some states in which there is a range.
That's generally no more than 2 or 3 years.
I've seen it be 4 to 6 years. I've seen it be if you're 19 and you're with a 15 or 16 year old or 20 year old or something like that. It depends on the state. But in this case, Texas is one of the conservative kind of states, so I don't imagine those exemptions are even in existence. But so if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. In fact, that's where Gene is. He is the Christian anarchist, and he's calling from somewhere. Gene, where are you at tonight?
Hi, I'm back home in Tennessee.
All right, what's on your mind?
So, I'm going to weigh in on this Cody Wilson thing.
Sure.
Having a 3D printer of my own, and maybe I have and maybe I haven't printed anything. But the point is, they will go into the guns first. Making your own gun has always been legal. There's nothing illegal about making your own gun for your own purposes.
Sure, but the state doesn't like it. They don't like it when you do that.
That's why you have those 80% lowers and stuff that people can finish off and then build their own gun.
And that's basically what the Ghost Gunner from Defense Distributed lets you do, is essentially finish off a receiver.
And as long as you don't, as long as you don't modify it certain ways, like cut the barrel off or change the trigger,
Hey, Gene, hold on. I know you're going somewhere here, so you got some comments, so stand by. We got more with Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's with us on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are open for you. We got a couple more that are wide open right now. You can jump on in and comment on Cody Wilson. He's wanted now in the state of Texas with a warrant for his arrest for so-called sexual assault. Is there a victim in this case? I say no.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dinovite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line room is open and available to you. So Free Talk Live is going to Texas. In fact, we were hoping to see Cody Wilson while we were going to Texas. I think we hooked him up with a free ticket to the Texas Bitcoin Conference, because we got a few tickets because we're attending. We're going to be broadcasting this.
Speaking of, don't forget the connection to the Free State Project we might talk about.
We got
to
get to that here in a moment, yeah, because that's an amusing side note to this whole controversy. But the Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast. It's October 27th and 28th, happening in Austin, Texas. So that's right where Defense Distributed is located. There are going to be some great speakers, of course, at Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's an excellent event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. It'll feature Paul Snow from Factum. He's also the head of the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin. And Professor John M. Griffin and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go October 27th and 28th, and we'll look forward to seeing you. As we continue here, Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is with us. And Gene, you had some comments. Go ahead. You're on the Discord on-air call-in line room.
Yeah, but the weapons are not illegal. It's not illegal to make your own weapon. That's well established. So
in the United States, correct.
Right. The government is going to eventually lose the case against Cody, whether it happens at the lower levels or...
Well, they already lost their first case. The one that's been tying up the courts for the last 3 years was recently, I believe, settled in federal court. So he was able to release the plans that they had issued an injunction against him releasing previously.
Right. And actually went in his favor. And
correct.
As
it should have, because it's a free speech. Just to be clear, this is free speech is what we're talking about here. This is gun plans.
This is First and Second Amendment protection.
Yeah, it's more First Amendment than anything else, because it's free speech. Right. It's just an idea until you turn it into a gun.
Right.
Right? Go ahead.
Yeah, a defined 3D shape is all it is. This is the whole thing. The government is going to lose anyway, but the point I'm getting at is, since they know they're going to lose the case, they've got to shut this guy down some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand how this happened with the hooker, and I'm going to call her a hooker.
I agree.
She's a sugar baby.
She's a honey trap.
So I would like to see what her sugar daddy profile was, because I guarantee you she didn't look like 16 in that profile. The bottom line is, I'm not even sure that Cody Wilson did this. He may have done it, but it may be, maybe it's somebody else who looks like Cody Wilson and who was acting like Cody Wilson.
Cody's car.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big conspiracy theory there. I mean,
was
he was
Cody's
seen
car there.
He had a truck, actually. He was seen going into the hotel.
Surveillance video of a 2015 black Ford Edge, bearing license plate Texas Vanity B00150T that is registered to Defense Distributed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that this guy went into a hotel room with this girl and then drove her to the Whataburger after the fact. I mean, there's evidence of that happening.
I didn't have that information, but yeah, it sounds like it's something that he did.
Whether she was a setup is another question, I think, worth asking.
Well, and it sounds like the counselor is the one that's behind this whole thing. So she's probably just a hooker making $500. Mm-hmm. And then somehow she went to a counselor and said, oh, my life is terrible, I'm a hooker, blah, blah. And I don't know how they made the connection between
if you're making $500 for 2 hours worth of work, your life is not terrible. There's a good chance it's just fine.
Back to the counselor. It might be like her probation officer. It might be.
Could be.
It might be her drug addict counselor.
Could be. Yes. And maybe it was the counselor who had a thing against Cody Wilson.
That's where I'm leaning.
Because, again, she didn't. If Cody hadn't bragged about who he was, I wonder if this would have gone the same direction. Because according to the affidavit, he claimed to her to be Cody Wilson in advance.
And he was a big deal.
He claimed he was a big deal. And there's supposedly evidence of these, you know, conversations on her phone or whatever.
Right.
And so had he kept his mouth shut about who he was, I wonder if she ever would have, because then it would have just been, oh, yeah, if she was at this counselor's place, she would have been able to say who it was. So I figure either the counselor or the girl, as soon as one or the other found out who he was, because she researched him, the girl researched him, yep, to find out how big of a deal he was, then obviously the headlines are going to come up. This guy's involved with guns. Either she or the counselor is a big anti-gunner is what I'm thinking, and that's why they went after it.
At what point does it become the responsibility of the guy to check the ID? Because he's already going to a website where they claim that everybody's over 18. And then
correct,
the girl obviously looked over 18.
Well, not obviously. Not according to the authorities, she didn't.
I think the authorities
are
lying.
But what does it mean? I mean,
they
look,
always lie.
I was at the college campus this morning here in Keene. We have a regular breakfast event that we do.
Some of those girls look 12.
I wouldn't go that far, but they definitely look like they just stepped out of high school. Some of them do, and so therefore,
well, they
know,
probably, yeah, they did.
Well, right. Right, but they're all ostensibly legal age. I mean, right. I suppose there could be a 17-year-old here or there, but right. And actually, I'm sure they'd be legal anyway. But
the point
anyway.
I'm trying to get at is proving intent. Because if a person is,
I don't think intent's
trouble,
a requirement of this particular statute.
Well,
the way it reads,
a good lawyer should be able to argue intent.
You can argue, intent, but if that's not one of the requirements, the statute. I actually quoted it earlier because we were being asked by somebody what it actually, you know, was this statutory rape or was this so-called sexual assault, and I looked it up, and it's basically they call statutory rape sexual assault in Texas. It's part of a larger statute, which does involve actual rape where somebody's, you know, forced against their will to have sex. Then they say as long as you've essentially penetrated the orifice of somebody who's under the age of 17.
Whether you intended to or – so the wording is intentionally or knowingly.
There you go. So intention is still required. And
no.
Intention is always
intention or
always
no.
Required.
If you know
intended
that you did the
or
thing.
Willingly. Intended or willingly. Intended is intention. Did you intend to do this act? No. Because the person looked over 18 and was presented to be over 18 and was proven to be over 18 to my, you know, to Cody Wilson's satisfaction by the fact that she was advertising on an over 18 website.
That's not going to cut it. I mean, you can make the argument, but ultimately they're going to say it's your responsibility to know, not
right.
Use some other third party method of.
Well, you just read the statute and it says intent.
Intentionally or knowingly. And the word or. The prosecutor is going to argue that the word or there means that you either had intent or you knew you did the thing.
Well, you didn't know that you did the thing because she was presented as 18. So again,
they're going to say that he knew that he penetrated her.
Yeah, but he didn't know her age.
He didn't know that she's underage. He didn't know she was underage.
Okay, I don't know. You're going to have to pull up the full statute. Do you have the full statute pulled up?
I have it pulled up.
Because the section here says somebody who causes the penetration of the anus or sexual organ of a child by any means, and then they define child to mean somebody who is under the age of 17.
Right, but it doesn't say that you have to know that the person was
That's
a
correct.
Child.
That's correct.
Oh, crap. That's
so
horrible.
Right, there's more coming up here in moments. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We got open lines for you at 855-450, free like freedom.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
North Carolina's poultry farm suffered significant losses in Hurricane Florence,
while flooding from the storm damaged crops in South Carolina. Sanderson Farms, one of the largest poultry producers in North Carolina, lost 1.7 billion chickens on its farms. Today, President Trump was in North and South Carolina surveying the damage.
We are behind you from day one, from 3 days ago, and now it looks nice, but it's really the calm before the storm. Because you're going to have a lot of water. We see it. It's coming down. It just comes down. Nobody would believe a thing like this could happen. And already you've broken all records. So Washington is with you. Trump is with you.
The 20-year-old illegal immigrant who abducted and stabbed Molly Tibbetts in Iowa has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The suspect waived his right to be tried within 90 days, and a trial is set for April 16th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which is where Gene was a moment ago, sounding almost like he was sitting in the studio
with us. Yes, he did. It
sounded great. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Your property and your family are precious, so protect them with the Blink home security system. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll save 15% off the already very affordable Blink security system. They're wireless cameras, so it really doesn't get any easier than this to set up a home security system. You unbox them, pop the batteries in, they're included. Put the batteries in the cameras and then set them up wherever you want around your house. Then you set it all up wirelessly via your smart device, like a smartphone or a tablet, and you're done. I mean, it's really just a matter of moments to get this thing done. You tell it when you want the cameras to operate, and then when something moves in front of them, they will send you a clip over the internet, so no matter where you are, you can be at your office, you can be on vacation, wherever it is, you know, you are away from home, or maybe while you're in the home, you might even get a clip to let you know what's going on in front of those cameras. And if you want, you can always use their live feed option to monitor what's happening at your house anytime, anywhere. There's no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Blink is an Amazon company. So get your three Blink cameras to get started for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about the story. News broke today that Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed is wanted for arrest in Texas. Apparently, the U.S. Marshals have been alerted to this. In our chat room, Hoju just posted the Marshals wanted poster. I don't know if it's real, but it looks possibly real. Either way, they definitely want to bring him in and charge him with a felony so-called sexual assault, according to Texas Penal Code 22.011. And we were reading excerpts from this earlier. I'm just going to read it all in one phrase here. So sexual assault in Texas is defined in a lot of different ways. As far as I'm concerned, real sexual assault is where there's a victim who is not consenting to
what's
happening. Right,
so that would be definition A1.
Yeah, the key words here, assault. That's against your will. That's not
Right, because A1 here says causes the penetration of the anus or sexual organ of another person by any means without that person's consent. And then under section A2, it says a person who intentionally or knowingly causes the penetration of the anus or sexual organ of a child by any means. So they take out the line about any kind of consent because according to these politicians and the people who support this law, people who are under the age of 17 in Texas cannot consent.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Section C1 defines child as any person under the age of 17.
Right. So, Conan, you were bringing up this question of intentionally or knowingly. And suggesting that the age of the person and him not necessarily knowing that person's age.
So he knowingly had sex with this woman. He intentionally had sex with this woman, but he did not know that she was a child.
Maybe not. I mean,
by their definition.
Who knows what he knew as far as what her age was.
He can just argue that he didn't know. Maybe he did know, but he can argue that he didn't know.
You can argue it, but it won't matter. Because the fact of the intentional or the knowingly aspect of this has nothing to do with his knowledge of her age. It has to do with whether or not he knew that he penetrated her.
Right.
So if he was somehow unconscious and penetration occurred, then he could argue he didn't know.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if he was asleep in the hotel room and she got him ready while he was sleeping and then inserted herself on top of him while he was asleep, then maybe he could argue that he didn't knowingly penetrate her. That's the only kind of way out of that, and that would be a hard one to argue anyway, because, again, it's still he said versus she said, although presumably they might have done some kind of rape kit testing. I don't know. I forget if that was mentioned in the affidavit or not. But either way, sorry, this isn't rape. If the person consents, and I do believe that a teenage person in this case absolutely can consent, and most
lots
teenagers,
of 16-year-olds have consented, and in a lot of states in this country, they can.
Right. So what? The people who support these sexual assault rules, so-called protecting teenagers in this case, I'd like to hear: is a 16-year-old in New Hampshire somehow more mature than a 16-year-old in Texas? Because having sex with a 16-year-old in New Hampshire, completely legal by consent.
They could drive a 2,000-pound vehicle down the street.
Right. I mean, they can't buy a pack of cigarettes legally, but they can apparently, consent to certain things.
Right.
And I think the inconsistency among the law is also a problem. But
it's all over the map. It doesn't make any sense.
Ultimately, rape should be rape when it's non-consensual. That's
correct.
What should be considered rape. That's what should be considered sexual assault. And, I mean, this young lady met Cody. He drove her to the hotel. They got the valet to park the car. She walked into the hotel room with him, spent a couple hours in there with him, and then she went with him into his truck. He drove her to a Whataburger and dropped her off there.
By the way,
totally consensual.
By the way, I do think that there should be an age that you're still a ward of your parents and that you are unable to make these types of decisions.
I don't know if it should be an arbitrary age as much as it should be somebody who wants to emancipate themselves.
Right, correct. And that's why I already have my definition, and that is if you are on your own, if you're able to take care of yourself, then you are capable of making any decision that you want as long as you're not hurting anyone else. But if you're still living with your parents, And you're, well, exactly. And they have a problem with it because they have, you know, deemed you incapable of making decisions on your own. Then I think that's a whole other argument.
Well, but remember, of course, in most states, you cannot escape from your parents. You don't have the ability to emancipate yourself. In New Hampshire, you can't do it. Even though the age of consent is 16 in New Hampshire, you cannot emancipate legally from your parents' so-called ownership or protection.
Right.
So even if you believe you're ready, you've got a job, you're going to work, you are responsible at a young age, as many of us were. I was working at 16 and working before.
I was good to go. I got out the house as quick as I could.
If you are responsible and you want to leave the house, or let's say worse, your parents are abusive and you want to get out of that household, sorry. The cops, if they pick you up, they'll take you right back.
Yeah.
Because they legally have control over you, even if you want to prove otherwise. So it's frustrating for a lot of young people. I know that was controversial, and when I was living in Florida, there was some discussion over the emancipation laws, which I believe in Florida you can be 16 to 18, and there's a court process called emancipation that you can go through, and then a judge can determine, maybe based on whether or not you're working or other factors, whether or not you can emancipate yourself from your parents.
Yeah, well, even that process is bullcrap.
No, of course
it is. In my opinion. But I mean, but the whole thing about 17, you're still a child till 17 in Texas. Texas, you're being dumb.
Yeah,
that is just crazy.
And for certain
some
purposes,
states it's 18.
For insurance purposes, it's 26.
Some states have a difference between homosexual sex and heterosexual sex.
Yes,
is that just because the law hasn't caught up yet?
Well, of course that's what it means. But yeah, the suggestion being you have to be older in order to have gay sex than straight sex, which of course is ridiculous and outrageous. But regardless, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. Did you know that we are expected to have the very first Native American woman elected to Congress out of the Albuquerque area?
Huh. That's never happened before. How about that?
Well, you know what? They have those the Native Americans, they have like 1/50th Native American blood, like they're talking about. I think she is from the Pueblo, and she is full-blooded.
Okay.
And her name is Deborah Holland, and she's a full-blooded Native American. And she used to be the chairperson of the Democratic Party, and she's leading in the polls. And this area, District 1, her area is mostly Democrat-dominated. So she's going to get it. And
well, there's a little bit of political trivia there for you from Sarah in New Mexico.
And it's actually true. Like, most of the time when she calls in with one of these things, she's off.
I have political trivia for you, too, Sarah. We've got a transgendered sheriff's candidate here in Cheshire County.
I wonder if this new congresswoman running for Congress is going to hurt Elizabeth Warren's feelings for being an actual Indian.
All right. Hey, thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations,
GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're inviting you to join us here on the radio. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cody Wilson, guest on Free Talk Live, and the proprietor at Defense Distributed, which is a great organization helping people 3D print guns and make guns from scratch because freedom. He's a real freedom fighter kind of guy, and that's why he's being targeted here by the police.
He's rocking the boat.
For ostensibly committing so-called sexual assault, which is an insult, this charge, against actual victims of assault and sexual assault. Because if you're under the age of 17 in Texas and you have sex with somebody who's over 3 years, you know, basically above 20, then that person could be charged with a felony.
Well, if you're 16 and they're
20. 20. That's still a felony.
Then that would be a felony. Right. If you're 15 and they're 19, that's a felony.
Right.
So because it's more than 3 years.
Yeah. And so it's just outrageous. It's insulting to people who are actual victims of rape. And it
blurs the line. I mean, it's really.
What do you mean?
You're making. Like you said, it is insulting to those who have actually experienced real hardship.
Right.
You know, abuse, have been violated, whereas this was all consensual, I'm assuming, because there was money distributed, there was money exchanged,
and they
went knowingly to this hotel together.
And it's insulting to young people who believe they can consent by telling them, no, I'm sorry, sweetie.
You could drive a car, but you can't have sex with whoever you want.
You can't consent. Sure, you make decisions all day, every single day, that are important to the future of your life, but no, this is one decision you can't make.
You are just not wise enough and intelligent enough to make this decision on your own.
It's the same sort of thing where the politicians try to make every woman and man that is involved in prostitution into a victim of trafficking. Because they can't wrap their head around some people voluntarily do this thing.
Right.
They're like, no, no, no. You're a victim here.
No, nobody put a gun to this girl's head to force her to sign up for this sugar daddy whatever site.
Remember the hearings that have happened in the New Hampshire legislature, where there have been prostitutes in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that have shown up and testified, and you know, people that are against the legislation are like, no, 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 they're all victims here. And the 30, 40, and 50-year-old women are all saying, I'm not a victim. I chose this. Stop trying to tell me that I'm a victim.
Yeah, and it's super insulting. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here again. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's one other kind of interesting aspect to this, and that is that apparently Cody Wilson was planned to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Liberty Forum in 2019.
And if you go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you scroll down the page, right up under where they have the countdown, 140 days, 18 hours, 9 minutes, and 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, etc. Featured speakers.
He's one of the top
Cody ones. Wilson.
He's the first.
Stephen Kinsella, yeah. Lee McGrath. So he's
the first
one.
Yeah, and it's not alphabetical, is it?
No.
Okay. So, that suggests that he was intended to be a keynote speaker at this particular event, if they're giving him top billing. And the reason why we're bringing this up is because, well, there's, I think, a big question mark about what the Free State Project is going to do, and why do we care? Well, honestly, whatever. They can do whatever they want.
Right.
But it's interesting because they kicked me out of their events, including the Liberty Forum, because of allegations surrounding me, basically. Actually, they kicked me out before the raid. So
correct.
It was based on
statements that you had made.
Right.
Of... yes, I believe that 16-year-olds can consent.
This show, basically, you know, but we've talked about these issues in the past. I haven't said anything really differently tonight than I've said in the past, and that is essentially that young people should be able to emancipate themselves and make decisions for themselves when they feel like they're ready to.
It's not always a good, smart decision, but they should be able to make the decision.
That's life. You make decisions, and sometimes they're wrong,
right.
And you learn from your mistakes, and people should be free to make those mistakes.
Right,
ultimately.
I'm just pointing it out because there's always the people that they'll want to twist it and say, oh, you said that they should be allowed to make this decision, so therefore you think that they should always make this decision. That's not at all what is being said.
Just saying it shouldn't be a criminal act.
It should not be illegal for someone capable of consenting to actually consent.
Right, and there's a certain group of people within the libertarian community who believe they own their children. That's the dividing line here. There's the type of parents in the liberty community that believe their children are autonomous individuals and they've trained them, you know, from day one to be individuals who think independently and make their own decisions for themselves. And they've been encouraged to do that by their parents. So there's that kind of parenting. And then there's the other kind of parenting that basically says, my child is my child until I say or the law says otherwise.
Right.
And then, these libertarians who normally don't have much respect for government laws, for whatever reason, have a whole lot of respect for this one. And I don't understand that particular viewpoint. It's some weird kind of possession thing going on where they believe that they own their children, and while that child is mine, it'll do what I say.
I brought them into this world, I can take them out.
That's where the schism comes from. So the people who believe they own their children and the children can't make any decisions for themselves, they believe that's true of all young people, no matter how old they are, up until whatever arbitrary legal age is decided, because then they can't do anything about it anymore.
Right.
Once their offspring hits 18, they may still not want them to have sex, but there's nothing legally that they can do about them doing it at that point. And so ultimately they kicked me out because of these complaining people. They kicked me out of their Liberty Forum event and their Porcupine Freedom Festival event. And I just think it's interesting that since that time, the very same organization that booted me from this event they invited John McAfee to go speak at their Pork Fest. Now, for those that don't know, John McAfee is noteworthy for having a 16-year-old girlfriend at the time of his being about 50 years old. So, for whatever reason, I'm a bad guy because I had a teenage girlfriend when I was in my 30s. You know, my girlfriend Renee, who I was girlfriend and boyfriend with for a couple few years, she was 16. I was in my mid-30s at the time. But McAfee gets invited to keynote speak at their Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, he ended up having to cancel for whatever reason, so it didn't happen. But they
Marvin Vora, who had also made some similar statements, and there was the petition to have him removed from his office of vice chair of the Libertarian Party.
But he wasn't at a speaking event for the Free State Project.
Yes, he was.
Oh,
he
really?
Spoke at Pork Fest last year.
So this was post the comments that...
Yes!
Okay, all right. And then now you've got Cody Wilson, who ostensibly had sex consensually with a teenage girl. And the question is, what are they going to do about it? I guess we'll find out over time.
Yes.
It's just some hypocrisy. Just some, you know, blatant hypocrisy that's sort of, you know, fun to look at. But I'm not having fun with what's happening with Cody. I think that's terrible news. I wish him the best. I wouldn't blame him if he never sets foot back inside the United States at this point, because they're going to railroad him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and chat room brought up a really good point. If he does make it out of this, if he does survive, he might want to move away from plastic guns and work on plastic sex dolls. Because this was a bad decision.
Those already exist.
No, actually making them. He could start his company. What's this company called?
Defense Distributed.
Yeah, Defense from Being Nabbed by the Honeypots Distributed. And he can make sex dolls.
Somehow I don't think sex dolls are going to really reduce the incidences of sex with people under the age of 18 or 17.
The more and more lifelike they get these days, and then now they're putting AI in them and whatnot. I mean, you don't think so?
I don't know, man.
I'm getting a lot of nods from the room. I think that the next
nods
level...
Nods are agreement. You mean people are shaking their heads.
Correct. They are in disagreement with me.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I think look at another decade or so, and all these...
Would you buy a sex doll?
All these MGTOWs out there who have...
Would you buy a sex doll?
All these monks, I would not.
Okay, then.
But I know enough dudes who don't want to date. They don't want to deal.
Sure.
They don't want to deal with this.
Sure.
I mean,
severe risk here.
No, I mean,
you're
look,
right.
Cody is already one of them. He doesn't want to date regular women.
Yeah.
He just wants to pay and get out of it.
A few $100 and...
If that's in fact what happened.
Yeah.
And he's a millennial, and he's a sign of the times. If he had a, and I say plastic, but I mean a lifelike plastic doll.
An you mean like an a robot?
An
You're
alternative,
talking about like a robot.
Yeah.
Right?
An alternative to all this nonsense.
If robots get to the point where you can't tell the difference, then I suspect they will become more popular.
And it might not be it might not be physical robots. It might actually be some sort of alternate reality.
Virtual reality?
Correct.
Yeah, it could very well be. All right, we got more coming up here in moments. Derek J did tell me that the porn on the Oculus Rift is very, very good.
There you go. See, and that's not even how developed is Oculus. 5-6 years?
No, not even that. Like 2 or 3. It's only been out since 2016. There's more coming up here. In fact, there is some sort of gaming story, I think, that you had.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.